AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Only locals are being allowed in or out of an Oregon wildlife refuge being occupied by an armed anti-government group. Last night, one person was killed. Eight others were arrested. Five or six members of the group are still said to be inside that refuge. The group is trying to force the government to turn over federal lands to local officials. Officials in Michigan say water samples in Flint are trending better, but it's too soon to give the go-ahead to residents to resume drinking unfiltered water. Governor Rick Snyder says the next step will be to recoat bad pipes to help prevent lead from leaching into the system.
Let's establish the protocols to know when we can safely say the water out of the tap is safe to drink again. That would be a huge positive step forward, and that would be based on this recoating process. And again, outside expertise validating that.
Residents have been using bottled water and filters. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders went to the White House today for a private chat with President Obama on a variety of issues.
Foreign policy issues, domestic issues, occasionally a little bit of politics. But I enjoyed the meeting, and I thought it was a very positive and constructive meeting.
But he says he neither got the president's endorsement nor expected it. On the Republican side of things, Donald Trump is refusing to take part in a Fox News-sponsored debate tomorrow night because host Megyn Kelly will be one of the moderators. That brought this response from Senator Ted Cruz.
I think anyone running for president of the United States owes it to the people of Iowa to have the humility to come in front of you.
Cruz also challenged Trump to a one-on-one debate, as he put it, mano a mano. Five people were killed or wounded in an attack at a homeless encampment in Seattle. The city's police chief says the victims and gunmen knew each other. No arrests have been made. The Dow Jones Industrial Average started the day off down. Right now, it's just about even. This is AP Radio News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is marking International Remembrance Day by speaking out against a rising tide of anti-Semitism, anti-Muslim bigotry, and other forms of discrimination around the world. This is the 71st anniversary of the Soviet Army's liberation of the Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz. Iran's president is touring Italy and trying to promote business in his country. Our Nicole Winfield tells us the message for American companies is that time is running out to get in on the ground floor of development in Iran. President Obama is planning to ask Congress for $12 billion over a decade to help feed school children from low-income families during the summer. That request will be in the 2017 budget proposal that will be sent to lawmakers next month. And the cleanup continues in parts of the East. In parts of Washington, D.C., many streets are still clogged by snow, but snow removal efforts are continuing and will continue to do so for several days. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Hi, it's Kyle MacLachlan, host of the What Are We Even Doing podcast. You know, my favorite part of the morning is that first cup of coffee, a small, quiet ritual that sets the rhythm for my day. That's why I appreciate De'Longhi. For over 50 years, they've combined Italian craftsmanship and thoughtful design. And as the number one espresso machine brand in the world, they make it effortless. Just a damn fine cup of coffee in your own kitchen. Right now, you can save 10% off your purchase at DeLonghi.com with code Kyle at checkout. After all, if it's not Italian, is it even espresso?
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.